Gimme. Some lovin', Spencer Davis Group, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 8 o'clock.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, Music and Ocean.
Deborah Rodriguez. Millions of Southern Californians are back on high alert with powerful Santa Ana winds expected to peak at up to 70 miles an hour today. They could fan new flames and even expand the Palisades and Eaton fires that have killed at least 25 people. CBS's Rob Marciano is in Malibu.
Driving along the LA streets, not yet torched by deadly flames, we saw firefighters from around the country on guard to stop new sparks from gaining traction.
We're going to create a buffer around every house in this area. So we're clearing trees, we're cutting brush.
The county fire department has deployed 5,200 personnel.
A Senate confirmation hearing is scheduled this morning for Pam Bondi, President-elect Trump's choice to head the Justice Department. Correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Many senators may ask Pam Bondi about her views when it comes to how she may handle the Justice Department and how she may lead the Justice Department if she will go after the president-elect's opponent.
Mr. Trump's first choice for the job was Matt Gaetz, a big boost for the president-elect's choice to head the Defense Department. Republican Joni Ernst, the Senate's first female combat veteran and a sexual assault survivor, tells Des Moines WHO News Radio,
"I will be supporting President Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth."
The SEC is suing Elon Musk in federal court over the $44 billion he laid out to buy Twitter. Regulators claim he violated securities laws by scooping up stocks in the company without filing proper notification on time. In South Korea, chance of arrest as hundreds of officers surrounded the presidential compound in Seoul and took impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol into custody. He spoke through an interpreter in a video message.
"I decided to comply with the Corruption Investigation Office's request for a voluntary appearance. Despite it being an illegal investigation, in order to prevent any unfortunate and violent incidents."
He faces the possibility of a lengthy prison term for declaring martial law last month. Early this morning at Cape Canaveral,
ignition and
SpaceX launched a pair of lunar landers. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
"The instruments are going to study things like methods for removing dust from future landers and spacesuits. One will drill beneath the surface. Another will study X-ray emissions. And another will find out if GPS navigation signals from Earth can be used all the way out at the moon."
S&P futures up 21. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The cold persists, but a warm-up is near. We've got another cold one today with temperatures going up tonight and possibly hitting 40 by Friday. There is a chance of snow tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County Sheriff's deputies rescued a woman from a burning vehicle following a two-car crash in Union Grove. The incident last week, captured on body camera, shows deputies pulling an unresponsive driver from a Honda and putting out those flames. Charges against Joseph Lee, the 35-year-old Racine County jail inmate who was killed, have officially been dismissed. The move is procedural following his death. Devontae Caraway is facing homicide charges for Lee's death in the lockup. And Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on March 15th, featuring plans to dye the harbor green. Community groups are invited to participate with signups available on the city's website. Racine has their St. Patty's Parade the same day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks topple the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter, and we would just make shots too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first flight. So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-68. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette on the road in Chicago went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
I'm not always the best about washing my hands, you know. Matter of fact, I hate washing my hands. I know that's not popular to say these days. And honestly, it's never really been that popular to say. But I hate it. I like to compliment people's bathroom soaps so they think I wash my hands. I hate when I'm in a public restroom and somebody else comes in there because I'm like, dang, now I gotta wash my hands. And the soap they give you now, they don't even give you real soap. They just give you foam in there. It's like used soap. It's like soap that somebody else has already worked into a lather. I don't know about you, but I'd kind of like to work my own lather. That's not a service I'm looking for. They say they give you the foam to conserve soap, and I had no idea we were dealing with a soap crisis. So I like to do my part by just not using any at all.
Magic, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope. It's at our website, civicmedia.us. And thank you. Well, a church in Texas put up a wrought iron fence recently to deter thieves. The problem was, thieves stole the fence. Now what do you put up, huh? Hey, we got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild, Over the River and Through the Woods. Your chance coming up in a few moments right here at WRJN. But right now, here's J.J. Jackson. It's All Right.
You don't know Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. But I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter, sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your
Kiss, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:15. Got some tickets to give away in a few minutes from now. Not now, but in a few minutes from now. To Over the River and Through the Woods at the Racine Theater Guild. That's coming up shortly. And Texas claims Walmart racially profiled him and violated his civil rights when they falsely accused him of shoplifting. So he's suing them for $100 million. Or he says he'll take unlimited free shopping for life instead. Either one, he's happy with.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for suggestions on how to get back at people who cheat on you, you might want to check out The Drew Barrymore Show. On one episode last year, Barrymore talked about how she spray-painted and vandalized an ex's car who had cheated on her. Earlier this week, Barrymore told a guest she once made an ex-boyfriend who cheated on her watch her have drinks with the mistress before breaking up with him. If you do cheat on Drew Barrymore, don't get caught. Here's a Schwabamendation for you action movie fans. Somehow the film The Old Guard flew under my radar, but I watched it over the weekend and really liked it. Charlize Theron stars in the film that was released in 2020 as her character leads a group of warriors who have been alive for centuries and fight those who try to prevent the progress of humankind. Their mission of staying anonymous is blown when a greedy scientist tries to capture them for their DNA. The film is a bit violent, but has great action and fight scenes and is full of surprise moments. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
I don't want a pair of tickets right now to Over the River and Through the Woods at the Racine Theater Guild. I've got tickets for the Friday night performance at 7:30 p.m. All you do is, if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days with us, give us a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. I'll get you that pair of tickets to Over the River and Through the Woods at the Racine Theater Guild for Friday night at 7:30. Give a call. We'll plop down the finger on one of the phone calls coming in and give you that pair of tickets. So call right now, 262-634-9756.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Okay, congratulations. Whoa. Congratulations to Liz.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day.
Okay,
Celebrate the first anniversary.
Everybody stop. We'll get to all that in a moment. Liz is here. And she is the winner of tickets to the Racine Theater Guild production Over the River and Through the Woods this Friday at 7:30. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going for a week from this Saturday on my tickets. So let me know how the show is.
I will. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And thank you.
Have a good one.
And thank you for listening, Liz. I do appreciate it. Okay?
I know. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We had a little bit of things were running where they shouldn't have run. But we'll make that up. All right. It's 8:20 WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits here at WRJN with the King of Rock and Roll.
Number 3, you're the cute.
Radio. Here comes the sun, the Beatles, 826, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, good news, February is on the way. Why is that good news? Well, a study found you're least likely to get punched in the face in the month of February and most likely to get punched in the face in May and July. I think it's because people go out more this summer. They have large drinking parties of people in public places, and that leads to more violence. So, good news, February's coming up. You probably won't get punched in the face.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Sam the Sham of the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood. It's 829, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You know, here are three topics psychopaths love to talk about. Food, money, and sex. They don't want to talk about family, religion, and spirituality. So if you sit down with a stranger and they're talking about food, money, and sex, guess what? Get up. Don't walk. Run. It's 8:30. Let's check news in the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The charges against the Racine County Jail inmate killed in the lockup has had charges officially dismissed. After the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee, the DA's office needed to go through the procedure and officially dismiss the offenses against him. Lee was attacked and killed in the jail, allegedly by Devontae Caraway. Caraway is facing homicide charges for the jail death and also faces previous attempted homicide charges. There's a Blarney Stone battle brewing between Racine and Kenosha. The city of Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday, March 15th. Like their Racine counterparts on the same day, there will be a celebration of Irish culture and a parade through downtown. The point of difference is a plan to dye the Kenosha Harbor green. Community groups can march. There's a sign up on the city of Kenosha website. Racine's Little Port Brewing Company isn't the only local brewer going away. Four brewers based in southeastern Wisconsin have recently announced plans to close, with recent demographic trends showing young people just aren't drinking as much as their older counterparts. The owners of Little Port do say they want to get back in the game and that their closure has more to do with investor relations. They do want to find a new place to make beer. Little Port had been in operation at 3rd in Wisconsin since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
People that work in hospitals are truly amazing people. They are so nice and supportive. It makes you suspicious, right? Are they stealing the drugs? They're a little too excited to be around sick people in pajamas. And when I say sick, I'm not talking about the positive slang, right? Because that's part of our language, right? That jacket is sick! But you don't want a medical professional to be like, your test results are sick! I mean, let me clarify, you're dying. It's gotta be hard to work in a hospital. That hospital lighting, everyone looks sick in that hospital lighting. I walked in, they're like, we should get you to the ER. I'm just here to see my wife. Well, you have jaundice. See, come here. Oh my gosh, I have jaundice too. We all have jaundice. When my wife would nap, I'd go to the cafeteria. Hospitals have the most cutting-edge medical equipment, but they're still serving food like it's Shawshank Redemption. How about selling an MRI machine and getting a pasta station?
Hustlers, the Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit in the wind, you don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-do-do-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come popping in an awful street. The only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe I sung a different kind of story when a big Jim hit the floor. Hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Jim Croce, you don't mess around with Jim. It's 8:35, local news, Townless Hits, WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with 123. Chance of snow tonight, lows 19. But tomorrow, partly sunny with 136. And Friday in the 40s. Wow. Right now it's sunny. It's around 5 degrees here at Radio Park. Far cry from 40 degrees right now. All right. 39% of people said they'd use a coupon on a first date. 90% of men said when they use a coupon, they try to hide it from their date. Only 9% of women say they'd be offended if a guy used a coupon on the first date. It's been a long time since I went on a first date, but I don't think I would use a coupon. But that's, you know, just me. 836, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Got the American breed here. Bend me, shape me any way you want to. CCR 841, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Got a survey here of the top ways we're wasting time these days. Our grandparents didn't waste time like this, but we are. I guess it's the times we live in. Scrolling through social media, using apps on our phone, watching TV, sitting in traffic, and constantly checking our phone. I'm guilty of the scroll. I'm the scroller. Just constantly scrolling through my phone. I don't know what I'm doing either. I'm just mindlessly doing it. Now, we're doing that to waste time. What did our grandparents do to waste time? Just sit around? There was really nothing. My grandfather was growing up. There was no TV. There was no social media. There was no cell phones. There was no way to scroll. What did they do to waste time? I think we found new ways to do it. 841, here come the Beach Boys.
Ba 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 for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
Because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No
Baby James Taylor, your smiling face, 846 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. An increasing cloudiness today with a high near 23. Looks for a chance of snow tonight. Not much. Lows around 19. Doesn't matter, though. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 36. So it'll melt whatever we get. Sunny, 6 degrees now here at Radio Park. Going on a first date this weekend. First date should be fun and breezy. But they also are about weeding out the people who don't deserve a second date. Got some red flags to look out for, including bad-mouthing their ex, being rude to the waiter, drinking too much, and not listening to WRJN. Well, I added that last one in there, but probably should be included. Should be a red flag if they don't listen. Rolling Stones, 847 here at WRJN, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, 98.1 FM, Kenosha.
Time is on my side.
Timeless Hits with Shocking Blue and Venus at WRJN. It's 8:52. Don't forget, today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth, delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative T-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I believe that's half price. $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Yeah, that's half price. Just go to WRJN.com, Big Deals, and get that big deal, all right?
Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
8:57, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Don't forget to listen the week of January 20th for your chance to see two of the bands who shaped an era of timeless hits, as WRJN gives you a chance to see Hermit's Hermits and The Association. They'll both be in Waukegan February 28th, and you could be winning tickets. Yeah, we'll give you more details on how we can give them away next week right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Dan Marcus coming up next for you. But first, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Here come the Four Tops. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Baby, I need your love. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving.
Some say it's a sign of weakness for a man. Oh.